Mahima gloated at retaining the prime spot. Sumi did not mind one way or another. Her mother had found a maths teaching position for her at the local secondary school here in Shantinagar. With her Master of Science, Sumi was overqualified and welcomed humbly by the school. It gave her the time she needed to polish her application for a doctorate in quantum physics. Until then, she left home at 8:15 in the morning and spent the day surrounded by numbers and books. She returned by 3, which still gave her an hour to get fresh, read the newspaper, and get tea ready for when everyone woke up from their siestas. Afternoons in the house followed a ritual. Post-lunch, Mrs. and Mr. Kapoor took a nap in the living room, comprising a dining area and a lounge with a color CRT television. It was quite literally the living room. It was the room where they ate, prayed, and slept. Adjacent to the television was a large mandir in an alcove and a glass showcase that covered most of the wall. There was a divan stacked under the showcase, generous for one person, but not enough for two. The opposite wall opened into a veranda. Its window was fitted with a cooler. Pushpa filled the cooler with water twice a day. It was switched on after lunch. Not before, for the food would get cold. Once they had cleared lunch at about 2 PM, they rolled out a mattress on the floor. Mrs. Kapoor claimed the divan and Mr. Kapoor lay on the floor. He said it made his back feel better.